Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
You remember the one NCAA loss UNC has in North Carolina? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels played their 35th NCAA tournament game in the state today against 15-seed Lipscomb, and hopefully their 36th Sunday against the winner of Texas A&M and Providence. The first one will be easy, the second one not so much. Playing in Charlotte is a big boon to Roy Williams' team, which will enjoy a highly partisan crowd at the Spectrum Center cheering for the Light Blue, which got there by virtue of beating Duke in the ACC tournament for a second time over the Blue Devils this season. A loss in UNC would have been in Pittsburgh instead of the Dukies. The Tar Heels are peaking at the right time as long as Cameron Johnson is healthy and should win two games this weekend to advance to the West Regional at the Staples Center in L.A. Waiting there will be either Michigan of the Big Ten or Houston with high-scoring North Carolina native Rob Gray, who gave a shout-out to the Tar Heels after getting 39 points in the winning basket to beat San Diego State Thursday night. They will have to keep playing, especially shooting well, but it's a winnable regional with a great opportunity to reach a third straight Final Four. Now, wouldn't that be something for a program that went through all the junk, old Roy calls it, for the last 4 years? And did you see Kenny the Jet say that if Joel Berry leads Carolina there again, he would be our Christian Laettner as the greatest player in UNC history? Lipscomb gives Carolina a second chance at Wofford since both teams run and shoot the same way. That loss back in December will have the Heels playing close attention, particularly to guard Garrison Matthews, who has shot over 100 free throws more than anyone on our team this season. We beat Providence 2 years ago in Raleigh, and the Friars always have great guards. But Texas A&M should beat them because of their rebounding and shot-blocking ability, which will mean Brooks and Manley will see considerable time against the Aggies if they are Sunday's opponent. Over the years, we've won 33 NCAA games in Old Reynolds Coliseum and the new PNC Center, three different Charlotte Coliseums, and two sizes of the Greensboro Coliseum. You recall that one loss yet? Black Sunday in Raleigh to Penn in 1979. This is Archansky. See ya.